So the main reason I'm doing this is simply just to, I guess, keep my brain moving. You know, I think that I enjoy it, and already it's been a little space since I've done camera video, and I've really, I really had to pay attention because I couldn't remember what I was doing. So I think the goal here is just to do that, to continue with what I like to do, which is to share process. And I don't want to have any schedule, and I don't want to be pressured, and I don't want to really make it seem like it's actually a class or anything. I guess my biggest decision will have to be about protecting the content or not. And the kind of impact it has on me when I start to have spam issues and other things like that. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll just leave it the way it is. If I do, you know, split it up again, I'm going to have to probably you know, I really don't know. And I'm not really sure that I'm going to go ahead with the Forever Zone. I'm simply at this moment, if I can say it, I'm considering it. I suppose I can leave it at that. I just know what I like and don't like lately. And I don't really like to spend time doing what I don't like. I guess that makes sense. So I'm just putting out a few things here. I did change the format of the video. I think I got rid of the ads at the end or the suggested videos at the end. Maybe that'll work. That's like so annoying. And I'm still using this audio format. I think it works for everybody, right? And I did stitch that patch down using my invisible base, which you can find in the glossary, the glue stitch. And of course, when you turn the piece over, you've got those long stitches that kind of create a map of where you stitched. And I started to cut away because there are a lot of layers there now. And when I do that, I cut one layer away and then I kind of feel it to see how it feels. And if it feels thin enough, then I leave it like that. If it still feels thick, knowing that there's another layer there, I'll cut that away. And actually, a lot of times, that's how I end up with these little pieces that I'm working with. Anyway, so that's an interesting process. This is an old piece that was cloth woven, and I cut the star out and used the woven star in another piece. Don't ask me which one. Recently, I came across it in the basket, and I thought I wanted to put something in the center there, maybe to make it into something. And that's when I found all the little centers that I've cut out of other things. And I like this as a concept, actually, replacing one center with another, sharing them. And I just recently took a glass bowl and drew a circle there so I could kind of create a sense of basket of holding all these weird things from weird times. And I don't have a name for it.